The world of the circus, circa 1903, with its awe-inspiring physical feats, goofy comedy, and over-the-top showmanship, will descend upon Dayton for a handful of performances at the Schuster Center. And the actor playing the ringmaster, Willie Whipsnade, it's magician Dave Williamson from Xenia, Ohio. For Culture Couch, our series on arts and creativity in the Miami Valley, Community Voices producer Luke Dennis shares his story.
Okay, the first thing you need to know about David Williamson is that he's always talking.
My name is David Copper Blangel Field Stone, and I'm a professional liar. Now, David Williamson, I guess I call myself a magician.
The second thing to know is that this is what it sounds like when he performs magic tricks.
Oh, my gosh!
Three spades. Was it the three spades?
Yeah, three spades.
Oh, okay. Oh, you scared me.
The last thing to know is that he's world famous, but you've probably never heard of him. The story begins in Xenia over 40 years ago.
I turned to my mother when I was 10, and I said, I'm going to be a professional magician, so don't worry about me. Work on my brothers.
Why?
In fourth grade, Mrs. Moore at Spring Hill Elementary in Xenia, we had a little reader about Harry Houdini, a little story about Harry Houdini. And at the end, they taught a coin trick, the French drop, a little move. And I did it. I practiced it. I did it pretty well. And Mrs. Moore turned to me and she said, oh, David, maybe someday you'll be a magician. And I like to think that that's when the neural pathway was formed, because that's the first time somebody pointed to me and go, you could be a blank. And then shortly after that, Shepard the magician came to Spring Hill Elementary, and he was a traveling assembly school magician. And he had a van with rabbits and hats, and his name was Walter Shepard. Walked into our school and did these amazing things on stage. And Mrs. Moore, recognizing my excitement, again, I go give it back to Mrs. Moore, asked Shepard the magician, Shepard the Great, if I could help him carry his props back to his van after the show. Imagine what that did to me. It was like I was in this exclusive club. I was the magician of our school at that point.
Throughout his childhood in Xenia, Williamson worked to hone his craft, trying out tricks on family, friends, and anyone who would watch. The style that Williamson cultivated during this time is one of complete naturalness.
I didn't want to be somebody other than me because I couldn't fool them that way. I couldn't fool my brothers or my grandmother if I was trying to be somebody I wasn't. But if I was just being normal, natural David, then I could slip things by them. And that really taught me a lesson.
Because he is one of the most naturally funny people I've ever met, and hysterical on stage, no holds barred, no filters, yet everything is precisely controlled. He's like a scientist. You can't see it when you watch him perform, but he has everything and every potential contingency planned out.
That's Richard Kaufman. Kaufman is the publisher of Genie, the Conjurer's magazine. He's a magician himself and has written and published dozens of books on magic. I met Richard at a magic convention in Columbus.
And one of the great things about David is that his comedy, there's no language barrier. You would think that when he works in another country, because he doesn't speak any foreign languages, you would think that there'd be a problem. But no, I've seen him work in Asia and Europe, and people are in hysterics.
At that magic convention in Columbus, I walked in to find Williamson teaching young guys card tricks at the table in the front lobby. His friends say he's always doing that. It must be because he was lucky enough to be encouraged when he was growing up.
See, when I was a kid, I didn't know. My dad was a farmer. He worked three different factories in Dayton. He was a blue-collar guy, hard worker. So for me to go to – for my parents to allow me to quit Wright State after 2 years of art school, you know, and – go off and be a magician. They said, go for it. They could see that that's what I was, you know, meant to do. But I'm one of those few people who don't know how to make a living doing anything else. So that's what I'm proudest of, that I've been able to kind of build a career, raise a family, make a life doing card tricks.
Williamson has a starring role in the production of Circus 1903 that opens at the Schuster Center tomorrow night. He's playing Willie Whipsnade, the ringmaster. He'll be doing card tricks. For Culture Couch on WYSO, I'm Luke Dennis.
For more information about Circus 1903 and to see photos of Williamson performing, visit our website, wyso.org. Culture Couch is made possible by a generous grant from the Ohio Arts Council.